So, now we don't want any cat fights, ladies. So don't hog the microphone. No, just play.
There's only going to be big dog fights in here tonight.
Yo, big dog fights. Come on, man. No Pomeranians, all right?
No, sir.
You want that Rottweiler? Yes, sir. So, yo, we're having a good time. So, I want to start with...
Let's start with Bonafide.
Actually, let's run it back again. Bonafide, let's start with you. Let Van City know, where are you from? Where are you coming from?
Bonafide MC, I was born in Ontario, so I do love the East Coast hip-hop. I moved out here a while ago to pursue visual arts, and I've been doing that, focusing on that, and music... just won't let me not. So I've been doing that and really enjoying rapping here. Bringing a little bit of that East Coast to the West Coast, I believe. In whatever lane I can do that.
No doubt. Beautifully said. What do we got next?
Yo, it's Artemisa here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm from Mexico. I'm from Monterrey. And I'm so proud to be here, actually. I think I have been writing since 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But honestly, I have to pull everything out, just work on it, you know? But I'm so glad to be here, though. Thank you so much.
No doubt. We're happy to have you. Dimes?
Hey. So my name is Dimes. I'm an R&B alternative hip-hop artist and producer in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I was born in Jerusalem.
Cool.
And been in Canada about 13 years now in the music industry since 2019 as a ghostwriter. And started my own thing in 2022.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's dope.
That's beautiful.
Ghostwriter.
You know what I'm saying?
Cold.
That's cold, man. Loca, what you got?
Where are you from? Loca. Formerly known as Locahontas, born and raised on the West Coast. I was born on the island, raised in Vancouver. I live in East Van. My mom's from Northern Saskatchewan. We're Cree on my mom's side. On my dad's side, we're from Montevideo, Uruguay, or Uruguay. For English speakers, Uruguay.
Uruguay.
That's a new one. Man, quit acting like you're a guy.
My whole life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
So, you know, I'm really excited because I'm looking forward to hearing what y'all got to say. Honestly, I know I said that once before. I'm gonna say it again.
I got a question here.
Go ahead.
What do they speak in Uruguay?
Spanish.
Okay.
It's a small country at the bottom of South America.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, people don't know what it is unless they watch soccer.
Soccer?
Yeah, they don't know what it is unless they watch soccer.
No doubt. Well, I heard of Uruguay, so, you know. And, let's talk about I want to talk about, what influenced you guys... What song influenced you guys? And how long have y'all been listening to hip-hop for?
I'll take it real quick while you guys come figure out that one. It's a hard one because there's so many beautiful tracks. But there's one that I always go back to.
Yeah.
Lin Q. Let It Fall.
Let It Fall!
That's my shit, yo.
I told you. We played that on a.
Nobody knows that.
Dude,
she's a dancer now. She has continued to move into writing and producing, and she's a dancer. Yo.
Now we got Nutcrackers, Heart Attackers. She just going
with the visor and that fat jacket.
Oh, my
incredible!
My goodness. You see, Hardbody's got a lot of energy, so just be prepared, eh? It's gonna get hot in here. I'll tell you, I got a lot of energy. That's. Yo, I love that song. That's peace. Who's up next?
I'm pretty sure you don't know this one, but from Casa Parlante, Mala Rodriguez.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, she knows.
La Niña.
Hey.
I'm telling you.
Like, there's a really hype energy over there, and I just feel like it's move a lot, you know? So, yeah, I believe like that kind of energy can be music, and you can just hype you up when you have a bad day, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Casa Parlante. Yeah, from Mala Rodriguez. Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Hey, I learned about a new artist today, and I'm gonna definitely check her.
She has killer music videos too, where she has a double gun strapped, and goes after an alien.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's creative. You know what I mean? And that's so important. You know, and we're going to get into that later because I want to know about your guys' individual creative process and what it really means to be an MC, right? And be an artist and be able to express that, right? Who do we got next?
So does it have to be female influence or?
No, it could be anything. Influence.
Okay, cool. I would say one track that really inspired me personally would probably be Get an Idea. By Kenny Mason.
Mm.
Okay. Kenny Mason, okay.
Yeah.
You know Kenny Mason?
100%.
Ah! I never heard of Kenny Mason.
You never heard of Kenny... Stick? You never heard of Stick?
No.
I heard of him.
That's why I said, you heard of him?
Oh, yeah, I heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay,
Kenny Mason, Atlanta.
Add it to the list.
Even when I said earlier with the Beats and Bucket Hats, and you said, I know that, John. I was like, oh, okay. Because Jay Scott, he's underground, but he's so fire. But, yeah. Loca.
I can't think of one track exactly. I actually can't even think of the moment I decided that I wanted to do music, but I do know I was liking hip hop as a kid for like female influences. I like Eve, Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah.
But I always say this when people ask me who inspires me, and I will always say that like my friends inspire me the most, like to this day, because it's just when I see my friends doing it or people that are like in my city, like that inspires me, because it's like it's just before I started doing music, and I didn't think I could step on stage. I was too shy, and I seen somebody like, you know, close to me on stage. It was like, oh, if they could do it, like, you know, I could do it too, kind of thing. So it was more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
She's a real one.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and honestly, that's how I feel too. Like, I get influenced, I do get influenced, but I would say I get very inspired by the brothers and sisters that are around me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, when I thought about initially starting this program, I initially just wanted to get my music on the radio. So I called CGSF. I was like, yo, how do I get my music on the radio? And then they're like, we're actually looking for a hip-hop programmer, right? And I'm like, okay. You know, so I thought about it, and I'm like, talk to my bro about it, and he's like, yeah, you should do this. And then I started thinking about how I'm going to be able to have a platform to showcase artists in the city, you know what I mean? And like dope artists, right? Because I'm with the quality control. I'm with the quality control. I'm like the cleanup man, you know what I mean? Quality control, test tech, you know? And look, music's subjective, right? And music's subjective, you know? Like, it's very subjective, but I just, you know, I like substance, you know what I mean? I want to hear things with substance. That's just me personally. Some people like brain rot music, but I didn't listen to a lot of that for a majority of my life. So now I'm like, I want to hear something with a message. So how important is it to you guys that music has a message when you're creating? Or listening to another artist?
For me, it's pretty important. Especially since, like, I would say my first album that I dropped, and I think it was, like, last time I was on the show with you, I was just about to drop the album.
Mm-hmm.
You were asking me about that, and I was just like, oh, man, because my last album didn't really have a great message, to be honest with you. My whole last album was, like, about my old life, and it wasn't really anything inspiring. It was just kind of Mickey Mouse, in my opinion, to be honest, but I still put it out because I wanted to show the growth.
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, it is important for me to have something good to say, something relatable, something real that's not promoting, not that I was trying to promote certain things, but could be looked at it like that. So I'm not trying to promote anything. I work with youth now sometimes, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that there was a message in there, because the message is that you're able to take that old version of yourself, right, show it, and now we see the other side of the coin, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're doing community work. You're like, you're, and that is the message, right?
Thank you.
Because at the end of the day, we can be from the streets, or we can be from wherever we are. We could have come from, like, doing negative things, but if in the end you're able to turn those into a positive, right, and not, you know, die with that negativity, mm-hmm. right, then it's like, yo, that's the message.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, music could be a tool to, like, move through something as well. And I think that the entire field has to exist for a few flowers to be within it. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're going to farm, like, you got to have all that space and, like, make all that wheat. Mm-hmm. There has to be lanes and lanes of it. And then you just go in and you pluck, and then you bring that shit to market. Mm-hmm. You know?
I like mm-hmm. that. Honestly, I do.
It's like pulling from the ether.
This mom. Well, I almost swore there. He just hit you with a one bar. It's pulling from the ether.
That's deep, bro.
Just to add on.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you, Artemisa?
Honestly, like, I first started with catharsis. I believe so bad that when you have a feeling, you can become something beautiful about it. Like, I remember myself when I was, like, just playing around and with beats on my house. Mm. And I was, like, so mad and so, like, teenager mad, you know, like, oh, life sucks. I want to just spit it out. And I do a lot of catharsis on it. So I love freestyle because of that. And I really realized that music have this cultural, like, it's more than just a sound, but people have to really, like, be involved to it and enjoy it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, be in, mm-hmm. into it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, man, like...
No, yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have the soul in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have to put the soul and creative and...
From the heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that, babe?
You know what I noticed, too? Because last week we had, like, Gold Kid and Apostrophe and Tess and, you know, the Chilean Triangle. That's what I should call them. That's their exact name. Chilean Triangle.
That's a mouthful. Chilean Triangle.
Yeah, there you go.
You sound like a goddamn island. Come on now. Stop playing with me. But listen, but you know, like, I'm telling you, because I know it's like when I see the Latin rappers, they're really good at freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? For me, before I ever did my first song, all I did was freestyle. Yeah. And I freestyle battle rap people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yes.
So I love the fact that what I've seen with, you know, the Latina culture within here at least, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? Just bop, 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 freestyle, no problem. And I don't understand every word that's being said, but I understand the cadence. Mm. And okay. I understand the timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I don't have to understand the language. I don't have to know what you're saying, but I can understand and feel the passion. I can feel the, like I said, the cadence hitting, like, bah, 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 every bar, like, bah, like, you know? I had Apostrophe and Gold Kid. They were going bah, 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 back to back, right? So, yeah. I appreciate the freestyle, and that's what I got from what you were saying, you know?
Yeah, no, like, honestly, freestyling in Spanish is, I think, by myself, I'm better freestyling in Spanish than in English, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're gonna.
That makes sense. That makes sense, babe.
Yes. Dimes, how about you?
So, I can't really, like, I am freestyling. I would say a lot of my songs just came out as, like, a download. top to bottom type thing. And I've been working on it a little bit more. I think when I put the pressure on myself, it kind of becomes harder to do.
Yeah.
But when I just like let it flow, then it flows.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
It is what it is, right?
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to get into the first segment of what y'all ladies came to do. Show and prove. Yeah. Let's see what you got. We're going to switch up the rhythm here. We're going to get into that. We're going to go on up there. You know where to go, right, Lauren? We're going to get that. We're going to get that popping. And, you know, this first instrumental was produced by my brother, Traj. And shout out to Traj, man. And, you know, for all your people who have been tapped in with One Order 6 O'Clock Blitz, y'all know that we got our second show called the Boom Bap Syndicate every Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. We on the late night. And me and my brother King Wise here, we've been really just showcasing producers, MCs, you know, bringing documentaries live on the air, also playing, you know, the artists or the producers' rhythms. And, you know, we started a new series, and this series is called Bars Without Borders. And we did our first episode, and it's going to be airing here pretty soon. And we had K-Ski, we had Yardi Sampson, shout out to both of them. Shout out to my brother Ash's Fifthborn, who was there. We had Promo on the decks. And, you know, this right here, this session is like the precursor to what's to come with that, you know? And look, man, I said I like 7 times, but I don't give a shit. Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like Dime said, I'm getting the download, and it's just buffering right there. You know what I mean? So, but this is really, like, bringing it together. I just want to showcase other people's talent. That's, like, my goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I just want to see. So, look, without further ado, I don't talk too much. Yo, God, you got the rhythm ready to go?
Hold on, I'm just getting it ready. Let's get it going, man.
Hey, yo, Van City, stand up right now. We got Loka in the building. We got Dom's in the building. We got Artemisa in the building. We got Bonafide MC in the building. I might have to get a fire extinguisher because the microphones might be on fire. But, you know, call the fire, man. We ready to go, God?
Yo, you know what's fire too? Artemisa has that lion tattoo, just like the One Order.
Oh,
that's out of control, yo. Oh, yeah. Out of control with the animal print. It's beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
That's like such an interesting.
You got the lion.
Yeah.
My last name is Leonia. Means lion.
That's right. That's a lion.
There's some lions in the building.
You know the lionesses are bad because they go out to get the food. And yo, like the lionesses are bad. Like yo, don't get it twisted, eh? In the safari.
The male lions are womanizers.
Oh.
They're just sleeping while we hunt.
They're sleeping with all the female lions. Every single
They're
one
playing
of
with
them.
Their hand.
Hey, the lion. We came in peace.
We came in peace.
But you know, it takes two to make a thing go right. So he plays his part, she plays her part, and they come together. Cause don't get it twisted. That male lion will come through and
when it's time.
Your ass. He's coming to Mufasa somebody. You know what I mean? So let's get it popping. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna get into the next rhythm. We're gonna go into the Mobb Deep.
Okay.
Got it twisted. Yo, run that, God. Let's go. Ooh, hit the loop on that. Hit the loop on that. Oh, Van City, stand up right now. Ladies, step to the ring. Y'all gonna go first. Turn up the rhythm a little bit for them. They headphones. Y'all need it up a little bit more.
Is it up? Yeah. Good?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay.
All right, this might not have a message, but I'll start.
Yo, just spit it. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Bro. Round one, fight.
Yeah. Loka.
I step in twisting up their necks like a Twizzler. Rapping look good, yeah, your man love my figure. But the ladies love me more, all of your whores love a scissor. Shoot my shot and hit every time I pull the trigger. Who let them ladies out, about to get creative now. He wanna catch a body, see my booty, he gon' trace it out. He's facing now, local rolling with the realest. Hard body dreams, all my people gon' feel it. I'm a life giver, shapeshifter, big sister, grave digger. Always reaching for the stars, almost made it to Mars. I'm the one who bring the light when you're stuck in the dark. It's a Lil Mix, baby in the booth. Ooh, the wash of Cree blood, local never keep a cool. It's a Lil Mix, baby in the booth. Ooh, the wash of Cree blood, local never keep a cool. I'm a twisted Gemini, call me Jekyll and Hyde. Looking like an angel, but I got a demon inside. He'd do anything to get in between of my thighs. And you know a chick nasty, you can see in my eyes. Little litty, but I still got all my culture. Body face is pretty, I be looking like a sculpture. Still, I keep it gritty, pay no mind to any vulture. Coming out of Van City, savage native, I'm about to sculpt ya. I'm feeling for some blood, feeling for some drugs. But I really need a hug, yeah, I really need some love. Need someone to trust, maybe need a bust a nut. Got something to say, cause I really had enough. Going insane when these putas act tough. Sipping brown liquor, cause I like it rough. Addicted to pain, you could check out my cuts. I hate to say that you run out of luck. Now please, don't you get me twisted. I'm sweet, just a little addicted. Bring peace till the drinks start to hit quick. A little conflicted, so don't make me switch it. Ain't no competition when you numero uno. Chopping up a goofy zigo like I'm practicing judo. Wrestling with these beats like a Japanese sumo. Slick with it, loca sicker than your average puto.
You guys gotta bring your A game. Here we go. Who's next, little yo? I wanna be talking for this. I wanna be talking about this for the next century, man. Let's go. 1 on the 6 o'clock blitz, baby. Who we got next? Come on.
Sticky icky, my mind's gone shifty. From all of that shit, it just hit me. Yeah, spew from the mouth quickly. In time for your list to be sputtering, yeah, they're prickly. Sharp butts, some truths could leave scars. I'll be making it easy so you do not leave marks. Unlike all the words you sputter, I'll be grinding you up like every other. Yo, I'm filthy, sexy, melt like a trucker, but got sweet booty too. You wanna impress it, yeah, so pucker up. And we'll go about the plans, yeah, but remedy a current state in which we remain in. Take it back even when you just gave it. Kinda like baby, yeah, when we behaving. Man, it turn not stop, enhance, creating a difference, in your life. Yeah, you got that potential, why can't you be doing it right? I approach all my words with more care. Create the impact that you could hear. I've been changing shit you wanted to see. Been helping selflessly, determining all of that will to be. Best I'll be every day.
Yeah!
Yes. Yo. So dope, girl.
Yo! Y'all ready? Don's on Misa? Yeah. It's your turn.
Okay, I will try.
You got it, girl. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Mira que voy a hacerlo rápido, pero no es el freestyle. Voy a hacerlo rapidito para que puedas entender algo suave, algo bonito que puede allá hacer. Ay, cómo me duele, pero más besarte. Ay, cómo me duele sin caminar atrás. Ay, cómo me duele ya no soñarte y después despertar. Pasan las noches y falta tu calor. Aunque sigo firme, ya no existe ya tu voz. Todavía me toca y de derrumbar sudor. Mira que no levanto yo al amor. Sé de mañana, ya no te digo nada. Ey, soy solo camarada, honestamente me pongo a pensar si fue la correcta. Realidad es la que tengo en la apuesta. Ya hace 4 años que estoy en Canadá y la verdad sí me suele resaltar. Yo hago de mi música buena y energía, lo que a ti te gusta vieja mala mía. Ay, yo solo quiero despertar y tener todo lo que me gusta. Como le digo, shout out a lo oca. Si es una bella hermosa, yo te digo sí señor, muchas gracias ya mi Dios, que me deja expresar ya mi canción. La energía que solo quiero transmitir, la que me hace a mí ya divertir. Yo, 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 yo.
Ma.
My lines form greed on reality like tic-tac-toe. And I can spin that pole, but I ain't no hoe. Still gotta book it when I see that pole. Used to be so poor, the more you know. And no, rather be a bunch of money than a bunch of foes. More cause I...
Yeah!
Come on, you got it, girl.
As we proceed, give you what you need. Dimes, mother. Got dimes in the building. We got dimes in the building. You got dimes in the building.
My eyes form greed on reality like tic-tac-toe. And I can spin that pole, but I ain't no hoe. Still got a boogie when I see that boy. Used to be so poor, the more you know. Rather me a bunch of money than a bunch of foe. Too many consecutive days of everyone about me would fall. And he choked my floor, that's why we'll never work.
Yup.
Shout out Dimes, let's beautiful.
Go, baby. Let's go.
That's a 10.
That was a 10. Yes. Oh my goodness, man. I swear, like, yo, the energy is crazy right now. If you look, y'all got your phones out. Y'all going live on the gram right now?
You gotta have 1,000 followers on Instagram to be able to go live now, yo. So follow up at Bonafide MC, FYDEMC, yo.
I'm not gonna lie, I got low battery right now.
I'm just minutes away from that.
Oh my god.
Somebody go live.
I can go live, but I'm risking myself to do just freestyle, so.
It's okay, you're going great. Honestly,
okay, there we go. Let's go into live now, baby.
We're gonna get it popping. We're gonna run a couple of more tunes. I got some tunes from y'all that y'all sent, and we're gonna run the next tune, and we're gonna come back. And we're going to do some more interviewing. We're going to talk some more to the people. And then, you know, we're going to get into another rhythm. Because, look, man, this is the 1 on the 6 o'clock Blitz Cypher series. Uh-oh. I ain't playing no games with y'all. Hard Body Dreams, King Wise. We got Loka, Dimes, Artemisa, Bonafide in the building. Remember when you heard it first? CJSF 90.1 FM. Run the next tune, God. Peace.
Yo, just so you know, that beat you did not send us.
What you used to. Scared that's why you act up. Good and evil confuse you. Don't forget without the doctor wouldn't be light. And don't forget if you want freedom, gotta get up and fight. So before you judge my fall, at least acknowledge my climb. And before you touch my body, fall in love with my mind. But how could you if you ain't put in the work of the time? At least acknowledge my heart, how many times I survived. In no way, shape, or form have I ever been flawless. I've been ignorant, entitled, and believed I was lawless. Refused to let the majority keep me unconscious. See my worth, it ain't no more dependent on fucking profit. I love deeply, and it's something money can't buy. And if I ever loved you, and you just let me pass by, you were never mine. Now just a thought in the sky, just a distant fantasy about how you were that guy. Was it real or all in my head? Tell me what's good. Was it something I said?
Something I said.
Ain't waiting up for the phone to ring. I'ma fly the coop, I'ma spread my wings. I'll be moving on to better things. And peace the only thing that the silence brings.